I really, you know, everybody was able to finish the game. You know, we'll find out tomorrow, you know, if there's any injuries of significance, but everybody was able to finish the game. Obviously, we're disappointed that we lost the game. There's multiple, you know, factors that go into that. We had too many penalties. Third down was a you know, critical thing in the game. A lot of our penalties, specifically defensively, came on third down, which allowed them to extend some drives. You know, the turnovers in the red zone, you know, cost us 6 points, and we couldn't capitalize, you know, enough to win the football game when we took the ball away from them. So disappointing. You guys are frustrated. Like we all are, but we got to be better.
What did you think of the Streeter play in Indiana?
Well, yeah, I mean, I know what the rule is. Right? It looked to me like, you know, after he had completed the catch, the ball got pulled out in the end zone. I thought it was similar to the 2-point conversion that we had against, you know, when I was in New Orleans, that we had against the Indianapolis Colts. That was, you know, called a 2-point conversion. But they made the call.
Do you understand your interpretation that Dennis, that he crossed the goal line already and it should have been touchdown?
Well, the rule is you got to maintain possession all the way through the ground. But, you know, I thought he maintained possession all the way through the ground, and then the ball was pulled out after he had gone to the ground. That was my look at it.
Do you feel like if they had ruled their catch on the field, it would stay that way?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, that's the tough thing about replay. I mean, I have no idea what they would do because that's not my decision to make. But I would hope that they would have had a tough time.
I think having 8 or more penalties in 3 of the last 4 games or 4 of the last 5 or something. I'm curious as to why you think the penalties would increase in
this. Yeah, I really think it boils down to guys are, you know, they're pressing to try to make something happen, and we're not sticking to our fundamentals and technique like we need to, and that's what happens when you don't stick to your fundamentals and technique. A lot of the penalties we're getting are not, you know, a lot of them are, you know, during the play, or at least a lot of them today were during the play. So we just got to go back to work on our fundamentals and work on that and continue to improve there.
Can I cash in on the touchdown after the Keenan Allen muck and first and goal to how much did that? I mean, was that kind of, you went in with a point, but it wasn't the same as if you got the touchdown?
Yeah, no. Definitely that was a momentum swing for us not to be able to get the touchdown there. We would have loved to have got the touchdown and gone in at halftime being up, 14-10 as opposed to, you know, tied 10-10. At halftime. So that was a big momentum swing in the game.
Did you have a plan for prior a time of possession kind of took you out of it?
We had a plan, and really the situation didn't arise in the game, and then we got there kind of late in the second half, and we were a little bit more in a hurry up type of mode. Yeah, well, I mean, that was a point of emphasis. They didn't run very many in the game. They had ran a couple of them, and I thought our guys did a nice job of, you know, getting those plays on the ground. Really, I think there was, you know, really they just hit us on the one big run today, which was probably the biggest play in the game, you know, from their offensive standpoint. But other than that, I thought defensively, we held up pretty solid against a very good offense. They got a lot of shots at us, so I thought overall solid, but not good enough.
Do you feel uncertainty regarding players and whether they'll be back, coaches and whether they'll be back? One more game to play, 5 losses in a row. Is playing any part at all in this?
I can't speak. speak to what anybody else thinks or anybody else feels. You know, I can only speak to me, and I'm going in every day trying to win a football game. That's what my focus is. That's only, it's the only focus I can have. It'd be selfish of me to think any other way. So I'm trying to do everything I can to get this football team ready to try to win a game.
Did you like what you saw from the bat?
Yeah, I mean, you know, wasn't a lot of plays in there. Obviously, I'll go back and look at the tape, you know, really get an evaluation. But just, you know, off the hoof, I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was anything spectacular, but I didn't think it was. I didn't see a lot of negative either.
Was it any thought to go back to him on that short and goal?
I don't know what play you're talking about. At the end of the game or first half? No, I mean, listen, we rolled those guys in there. Both of them are good backs. Rashad's been our starter for the majority of the second half of the season. And we got confidence in both those guys to be able to run the ball. So, no, there wasn't. Went with what the game plan was.
The result wasn't for a lack of trying or a lack of desire. What did you see on your guys today in terms of desire?
I thought they played hard. Okay, I told the guys in the locker room. I thought we played hard. I didn't think we played smart. And that's what we have to be able to do. We've got to play smarter. You know, penalties are going to happen in the game, but we can't have the. Not smart penalties, which cost your football team.
You want your guys to show a lot of fight in them. When you see like that taunting penalty by Jacobs, I mean, what do you think when you see something like that?
Yeah, when it's smart. You know, those are the plays that we can't have. You know, because they cost our football team. Right? This guy, you know, in the heat of the moment, did something emotional, but we got to be better than that. We can't do that and hurt our team.
Are you still seeing improvement?
Yeah, in certain areas, all right, in certain areas, you know, and again, it's a team game. We all got to take our ownership in it. We all got to take our part in it. So he certainly needs to continue to get better. He's not a finished product. I didn't ask him, so I'm not real sure.
Yeah, the time was running out on this group of players. Is it at all disappointing that some of the same problems keep popping up, like third down defense kind of keeps being a trouble, just really running out of time to fix it, that those things may just be problems?
Well, it's certainly things that you know, that need to be fixed. And, you know, we got to find the solutions to fix those problems.
You don't want to call victories, but the fact that today was closer than the last 2 weeks, is that something at least to build on or try and is there anything at all to hold on to? Or?
It's closer. I mean, you know, we still got to play better. You know, we still got to play better. And this was a game that, although it was closer, you know, and although I think they're a good football team and they were playing well at the time, I thought this was a game that we could come in here and win.
That's it. All right, thank you.